your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What exactly is God's will? Your will be done. What is meant by God's will? What are we praying for and asking for here?
Welcome to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, you just asked, I think, one of the biggest questions that we ask as followers of Jesus. I want to do God's will, but how do I know what His will is?
That's right. I wish that I had a dollar for every time I've been asked that question. But you know, Steve, there is a reason as to why that question is asked so often and why it's framed in all of our minds and hearts. This actually isn't a simple issue. There is some complexity to God's will. And what we're going to do in the program today is to see from the scriptures that the will of God is actually spoken of in the Bible in different ways. That's why sometimes we get confused. There's God's secret will, there's God's will that we are to discern, and then there's God's will that is revealed. It's very clear when we're talking about God's revealed will that it's simply a matter of obedience. That's not difficult to understand. But when you're in an area where God has not revealed His will, that's where we have to exercise discernment. And then the question is, well, how do we do that? Well, we're going to get into that today. It's a very important subject. And I hope that the program today is going to be of real practical help in answering this question. What exactly is God's will and how do I respond to it?
Well, I hope right now that you'll open your Bible to the book of Matthew. We're in chapter 26 as we begin our message, God's will. Here is Pastor Colin.
As we focus on this third petition, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're going to focus in on two things. First, the meaning. What exactly is God's will? Your will be done. What is meant by God's will? What are we praying for and asking for here? And then secondly, after we've got clear about the meaning, we're going to look at the model. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So there's a model in heaven, and there is a model for us on earth. So let's turn first then to the meaning of doing God's will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is meant by God's will? Now, I want you to know that if you sometimes find yourself confused about God's will, you are certainly not on your own. One of the reasons why we often experience confusion over God's will is that Christians speak, and indeed the Bible speaks, about God's will in at least three distinct and different ways. You can think about these as really three spheres of God's will. And we'll think about them together today. The first is God's secret will. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29 says this, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Now, notice the important distinction that's being made here between what is secret and what is revealed. What is revealed? Well, that belongs to us, and our calling is to do it. But then there is that which is secret. And what is secret doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord our God. Now, what exactly then is God's secret will? Well, the Bible speaks about His secret will in this way. It is the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. That's Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Now think about this remarkable statement. God works all things, everything. Everything that happens in this world, everything that happens in your life, God works all things according to the counsel of His will. What that means is that God is sovereign and His plans always prevail. You see this, of course, supremely at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. All kinds of things were happening around the cross. People mocking, people scheming, Satan stirring up events that lead to the crucifixion of Jesus. What exactly is God the Father doing? He's working all things according to the purpose of his will, and he's advancing his redeeming purpose even and especially at the cross. Now, this is a wonderful comfort for all Christian believers. What this wonderful truth tells us is that nothing that happens in your life is ever outside of God's purpose or beyond his control. And when you face something really painful in your life, that is a wonderful truth to grasp hold of. Now, exactly how God will weave the painful events in our lives and in our world into his plan, we cannot tell. We cannot tell because these things are secret. And the secret things belong to the Lord. They're a mystery to us. And so, of course, we often find ourselves asking the question, Lord, why? What are you doing here? Why did you allow this in my life? Why did you save her and you didn't save him? What good can you possibly bring from this? Now, you see, all of these questions are questions about God's secret will. And the secret things belong to the Lord. Now, how should we respond to God's secret will? Well, we must trust God in what he has kept secret. We walk by faith and not by sight until the day when we are in his nearer presence in heaven. And then what was kept secret will be revealed. And what was a mystery to us, we will see with new eyes. So here is how you pray when you are staring into a mystery that you simply cannot understand. You're struggling with God's secret will. You can't see what he is doing. You pray this third petition of the Lord's Prayer. You're saying, Lord, strengthen my faith and may your will be done. That's this prayer in regards to God's secret will. Now, secondly, the scripture speaks of, and Christians speak of, God's will in another way, and I'm going to describe this as God's discerned will. And I'm doing that because of the word that is used in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, that you'll discern it, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So here we're being told very clearly that there is a will of God that can be discerned. So it's not secret, and it's not revealed. It's somewhere in between. It is discerned. Now, all of us have to make, and on a fairly regular basis, important decisions, and we wrestle sometimes with life-changing questions. What college should I attend? Who should I marry? Should I marry? Where should I live? What work should I pursue? What money should I spend? What money should I save? What money should I give? What church should I join? What responsibilities should I take on my shoulders? And every time you come to a fork in the road of your life, you will find yourself as a Christian believer asking the question, now what is God's will? And here's the thing. In all of these questions and many more that we could add to the list, there isn't a Bible verse that gives you the answer. it's not revealed. But on the other hand, the will of God in regards to these things is not kept secret either. It's not unknowable. What is good, what is acceptable and perfect, we're told in this verse, can be discerned. Later this year, I hope to do a series on the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And that psalm, as you will know well, says that he leads me. He leads me beside still waters. Here's the wonderful truth. You are not alone in the major decisions of your life. The decisions that will shape the direction of your days. You're not alone. Your shepherd walks beside you, and he will lead you. Now, how then are we to respond to God's discerned will? Well, when we're in this area of decisions in which we have to exercise discernment, notice that we are to pursue the path of wisdom. And here's how we do it. In this verse, we're told that we discern by testing. By testing. Testing, of course, involves looking at our own experience, the wisdom of others, listening to wise counsel. It involves looking at the fruitfulness and the effectiveness of things that we may have done or attempted in the past. It means looking carefully at our own circumstances and how they play into a decision that needs to be made. It means looking at open doors of opportunity. Where has God opened a door and placed a desire within your heart to pursue it? We respond to God's discerned will by seeking the path of wisdom, by testing, by discerning. And here's how you pray when you are faced with a major decision in your life. You say, Lord, give me discernment. Cause me to be wise in my evaluation of all the factors that play into this, and let your will be done.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called God's Will, part of a larger series, Six Things to Ask of God. And if you miss any message in the series, you can come to our website. You can listen online. Just stop by unlockingthebible.org. Well, if you just joined us, we're looking at three spheres of doing God's will. We looked at God's secret will, his discerned will, and as we get back to the message, we look at God's revealed will. Again, here's Pastor Colin.
God's secret will, God's discerned will, and then God's revealed will. Again, back to Deuteronomy in chapter 29. You notice the contrast there when we looked at it a few moments ago, I'm sure. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed, well, they belong to us and to our children forever. Why? So that we may do them. Do all the words of this law. So God's revealed will is found in the scriptures. Here's what that means. The revealed will of God for us today includes the great commandment. You're to love God with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. That's God's will for us today. And God's revealed will for us today is that we pursue the Great Commission. Go make disciples of all nations. We're to do that in every way that we can. That's his will for us. God's will for us today includes the Ten Commandments. God's will for you is that you should not commit adultery, not even in your mind or heart. It is that you should be content. It is that you should tell the truth. It is that we should have no other gods before the Lord. There's a marvelous snapshot of God's will that's given to us in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5. See to it, the apostle says, that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Take that in. Here's God's will for us this week, that we will, despite difficult circumstances, rejoice in all that is ours in Him, that we will pray continually, and that we will always be thankful for every mercy of God in our lives. That's His will for us, and we must pursue it. It's revealed, it's absolutely clear, and we must be very careful not to repay evil for evil in regards to anyone, but seek to do good towards others at every opportunity and in every occasion. This is God's will, and it's absolutely clear. Now, of course, God's revealed will is not limited to verses of the Bible that actually use the words God's will. All that God has called us to in Scripture is His will for our lives. And here's the thing, friends. God's revealed will should always be our first concern. And here's why. God will not hold you or me accountable for what He has kept secret, but He will hold us accountable in regards to what we did with what He revealed. Now, this should come as an enormous relief if you have been worried that somehow you have missed God's will because of some bad decision or a decision that you regret that you made earlier in your life. Let me put it to you this way. On the last day, God is not going to say to you, "Now you went to Alabama and lived there when you should have gone to Michigan and lived there." God has not revealed whether you should live in Alabama or in Michigan or in Illinois or anywhere else. But God will hold you and me accountable for how we lived, whether it was in Alabama or Michigan or here in Illinois or wherever you may be. Here's the question. Did you pursue the great commandment? Did you pursue the Great Commission? Did you pursue a holy life? So when you might find yourself sometimes getting distraught over the question, "Oh, I need to find God's will," remind yourself of this. God's will is first and foremost that I should live as He has described in the Bible. And then for the rest, make the wisest and most discerning decision that you possibly can. Now, how are we to respond to God's revealed will? We responded to His secret will with faith, trusting Him in what He's not made known. We responded to His discerned will in seeking the path of wisdom by testing. How do we respond to His revealed will? Well, very simply, in obeying. That is what we are called to do in regards to what God has revealed. So John says, "The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God, that's the person who abides forever." Now, friends, do you see how important it is to distinguish between these three spheres of God's will, because we are called to respond to each of them in a distinct and in a different way. God's secret will we cannot know, and we are to respond in faith. God's discerned will we can test, and so we are to seek wisdom. God's revealed will there in front of us in Scripture, we can know for sure, and we are called with absolute clarity to obey. So we cannot test what God has kept secret, and we dare not test what God has revealed. See, think about it. We do not come to what God has revealed in the Scripture and say, well, let's just test this. I mean, what do other people think? And how does this fit with my experience? No, we open the Bible to see what God has revealed, and then we rule out what God has forbidden, and we rule in everything that he has revealed. So here's how you pray. When God's revealed will and the inclination and the desires of your heart are pulling in different directions, Lord, help me to obey you. May your will be done. Now, do you see then that when we pray this third petition of the Lord's Prayer, your will be done, we are actually asking God for three distinct things in the different spheres of God's will. We are asking for faith in regards to what God has kept secret. We're asking for wisdom in regards to what God has called us to discern, and for obedience in regards to what God has revealed. The meaning of God's will, your will be done.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called God's Will, as we've been looking at the meaning of doing God's will and the three spheres of doing that will. Well, glad you've tuned in today, and if you want to make sure that you don't miss any future broadcast in this series of the Lord's Prayer, I want to encourage you to go to our website right now and sign up to begin podcasting the program. It's a great way to listen on the go whenever it fits your schedule. You can also listen on demand if you have the Unlocking the Bible app, and that's a convenient way to connect with not just Pastor Colin's radio programs, but our plan through reading the Bible in a year, a blog, and so much more. You'll find a link to the app, which is free, at unlockingthebible.org. Well, Unlocking the Bible is a listener-supported broadcast. We do depend on your generosity to keep Pastor Colin's teaching on this station. But as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you a book called Rejoice and Tremble. It's written by Michael Reeves, and this is a book that deals with the fear of the Lord. And Colin, out of all the topics that we could offer a book on, why the fear of the Lord of all topics?
Well, you know, I don't think that there's a more relevant book that you could read right now, Steve, or that any of us could read. I find it so helpful to read this book, and here's why. We are surrounded by fear. Fear Yeah. about health, fear about money, fear about the future, fear about what people think. There is fear everywhere. And here's the thing that's so striking to me. We're experiencing a rise in fear at precisely the point where, in large measure, we've lost the fear of the Lord. And here's the remarkable thing, that when we learn what it is to fear the Lord, we're actually delivered from and strengthened in the face of other fears. But when we lose the fear of the Lord, well, then other fears just begin to run rampant. So I'm absolutely convinced that we desperately need a recovery of what the Bible speaks about as the fear of the Lord. It's the most wonderful good gift. It will enrich your spiritual life. I have loved reading this book, and that's why I'm so excited that we're able to share it with others this month on Unlocking the Bible.
Well, we would love to send you a copy. Again, it's called Rejoice and Tremble, The Surprising Good News of the Fear of the Lord. And we just ask you to give a gift of any amount this month. You can find out more or give online when you come to unlockingthebible.org or call us at 1-866-865-6253. That's 1-866-UNLOCKED. Or again, the website is unlockingthebible.org. Well, thanks for doing that and for listening today. I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Unlocking the Bible. Jesus taught us to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." How is God's will done in heaven? Find out on the next Unlocking the Bible.